Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable, so if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, Nat Panagari from Lightning. And I've got to say, I was trying to work out how many Super League seasons you've done. I stopped at about 10. I'm probably wrong on that, Anna.
Well, yeah, you're not far off there with that, isn't it? I think it's 12. Even I'm not 100% sure, to be honest. I feel like I've been going for that long, but we'll go with 12.
I think the league should keep records on these things. I thought they did.
I think they kind of did it at the start as much as they maybe should have, but now they're really good. So I think for the next generation coming through, they'll be able to know exact numbers. But for us, I think it's really difficult when I look back to when I first was playing, unfortunately.
How important then was it to be part of this next phase of the league, next phase of pro netball here in the UK?
Yeah, I think netball 2.0, I definitely wanted to be a part of it. For me, when I started playing when I was kind of 17 in the Super League to now, being 34, the growth of the sport has been huge. I'm playing in kind of tiny sports halls with kind of 200 people there to being at grand finals and arenas. The sport's moving in the right direction. So for me, Netball 2.0 was that next step again and something that I felt like I wanted to be a part of and hoped that I would and hoped that I'd get re-signed by Lightning and kind of still have that opportunity to be around the sport during this time. So yeah, I think for me, it's obviously exciting to see what the league do and what the people at the top have planned for the sport and the way it can grow. So I think as a player, you're always kind of a little bit apprehensive with it all and what's the journey going to look like. But I suppose the end goal for me is still staying fit, kind of getting through a season, putting out the best performances I can for myself and for the club.
To me, that signing window opened what seemed like 2 minutes after the final, really. Had you already had an idea what you were going to do?
Not really. I think that's what kind of happens with the final, that you build up for that long, you're training for kind of 9 to 10 months, and then all of a sudden the next day everyone's asking you and talking about it. So I think for me, I've learned to try and live in the moment. You know, you've had 10 months to get to that medal and lift that trophy. So I really wanted to enjoy it and kind of take the summer. I think for the coaches, that's difficult because they're literally starting the next day and wanting to sign everyone. But I think it kind of took us maybe like a week till I signed for Lightning. So I was quite early. For me, I live in Yorkshire. So I suppose there's always that thing about, do I come back up north? I travel into the Midlands a lot and how I can look after my body. But I think once I spoke to Vic again and kind of Liv Murphy and saw the direction that the club still wants to go in and that they still wanted me to be a part of it, in the end, it was an easy decision for me to make.
How did you feel when Vic had obviously explained the fact that she was hoping to bring Sammy to the team, adding Shadeen and Josie as well? What were you talking about when she said?
For us, it was exciting because I think for me, when you've been here so long, you know, there is a lot of similar players and people that you've been around. And I think that is one thing that makes Lightning so special, that there is a lot of returning players that have been here. So we know each other and familiarity. But at the same time, you do want new blood coming through. You want new styles, new people, new voices, all of those things. So for me being here, that was something I was really looking forward to. You know, we had quite a few players that have left us, so we've got still a core group here. But for me, that was good. I like to be challenged. I like to learn from people. I like to learn what other people have experienced and all those things. So for me, especially having these girls who have got a lot of experience as well, they're not kind of just young players. They've got a lot of caps behind them and been to a lot of clubs. So for me, they definitely were a three. I couldn't, and Berry Neal, just like couldn't wait to play with them and kind of see what they could bring to our team.
Important as well that obviously as we move forward into this new phase, Lightning name and history is still part of things.
Definitely. I think, you know, the club's stood the test of time the last few years, you know, making that many successful grand final weekends and being in grand finals. You know, I think we've definitely pushed the club and pushed the sport as much as we can as a group. And we're just constantly striving to be better, represent the club well. The university support us massively at Loughborough and the campus and the staff and everything they give us in that support network. So for us, it's just making sure we represent them really well, which I think we have done for the last few years. And they're definitely going to help us guide into Netball 2.0 with that backing.
One of those changes, there's a super shot. Have you all been chipping in or leaving it to Ella? Come on.
They're all getting involved, to be honest. So it's definitely going to change the game. I think for me, I kind of thought this super shot was coming in after my time. So I do enjoy watching it as a fan. I do think it's going to be great for the sport. Not sure as a middie, it's the best thing. We're having to work a little bit harder, get those shoots in that position. I've got to stay a little bit longer on that circle edge. I can't be jogging back, having a little rest too early anymore. So yeah, it's a different style, especially not just for the shooters, but the defenders and the mid-court. You're feeding somewhere completely different. You're always taught, put the shooter to the post, get them as close as you can. Now it's like, get them away. So tactically, I think this is going to be a bit of a challenge. And I do think it may take us a year or two as players to get used to it. It's a completely different style for 20 minutes that you've never played before. So I think maybe there's going to be a bit of a bleeding year, especially this year. But there's
Yeah.
so many amazing shooters in this league. So I am excited to see who do rise to the occasion and really kind of take on that extra pressure.
We obviously see Forest have joined the league with Chelsea, Birmingham Panthers with Joe as well. They'll both have their ambitions as well, but I assume it's exactly what the league needs.
Yeah, it needs to be refreshing. We need new competition. How exciting are all these teams that we've got in this league now? And I think especially the two that you've just mentioned. I think everyone's excited to see how they get on. How do they gel? How do they click? What do these coaches bring with different styles, especially Chelsea Pittman? What can she bring over into this league? So I think it's only a good thing and a benefit for us all and just to keep pushing the sport where it needs to go.
And now more than ever, really attracting new fans. What would you say to those that maybe only watch games on the telly? Get to a live game, perhaps? Well, we need it,
Yeah,
but.
I think so. If they can and they can get there and they can afford it and the ticket costs and it works for them, please come down. That's all I can say. Come watch the sport, come see it in person. It's faster than I think people think. And I think some of these arena games now are going to be absolutely incredible. A full day out that people can have as a family and come watch kind of female sport in action live. So that's what I'm really excited for. I think the arena games hopefully are going to give us that next edge, but we do need the backing of the fans. And I think we cannot thank them enough because we know it's them. We know it's them that get the bums on seats, that create the atmosphere. It's them that are growing the sport and they're doing that. And I think as a player perspective, I can't thank them enough for that support constantly. But again, it's leaning on them again and hoping that they do come and that because they do show up and they do come and support us and it's needing them more than ever.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.